I'm Kyle Tate with Apostle Audio, and this is my Bible verse of the day from Pastor Kurt and Pastor Ellie. It's Thursday, June 7th. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Three little phrases. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Wow, what a serious set of instructions we are given here. As we face the things in our lives that come along, we can sometimes feel alone, overwhelmed, defeated, and so many other emotions. Rest assured, though, that we are never abandoned, despite how it might feel at times. The thing we need to remember is that no matter what comes our way, we need to follow the instructions above. We need to rejoice always. That means to rejoice even when we're facing seemingly impossible circumstances. That's not always so easy, is it? But if God tells us to do it, He also equips us to do it. Pray without ceasing. This one doesn't sound so tough. But do we do it? Not likely. But God shows us by His Spirit not only when to pray, but also how to pray. So if we're paying attention, He will prompt us, and all we need to do is listen and obey. In everything, give thanks. Two simple words, give thanks. Now this one seems pretty basic. All we need to do is be thankful and express it. But there's a really good chance that we probably don't do this one all the time either. We get busy, or maybe we have an attitude because of the trial we're facing. The last thing we feel is thankful. More than likely, we feel anger or frustration, and thanking God for anything is the last thing on our minds. But once we get this one right, we'll begin to see things differently. And the other two will come more easily to us. So remember, as we walk through the trials of life, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything, give thanks. If you know someone who will be encouraged by this, feel free to share it with them. For more uplifting messages from Pastor Kurt and Pastor Ellie, visit mybibleverseoftheday.org. And for more on Apostle Audio voiceovers, go to apostleaudio.com.